It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Well, we're 2 days post-election, and there's been some time to sift through the results. Joining us to give a political perspective on Tuesday's outcomes here in Michigan are Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Now that you've had a couple of days to process the election results, do you have any final reflections on what this election tells us about how Michigan voters feel about the state and the country right now? Ken, I'll start with you.
Well, I think the result is a confirmation on Governor Snyder and his agenda. His agenda was campaigned against by House Democrats. They did not take the majority. They did win some seats, but I don't think they won enough to be able to say that voters rejected Rick Snyder's agenda and all the constitutional amendments that he campaigned against went down in flames, and there weren't really any close votes there. So I think Rick Snyder can look at this as a confirmation of the direction he's taking the state in.
Susan?
I think that this confirms that Michigan is a pretty solid blue state. You know, when you've got the president winning 8 points, which was more than any of the last polls showed he would win by. I think that it shows that when Democrats show up, that's the direction that the state goes in. Democrats don't show up on off-year elections, so that could be very good news for Governor Snyder and 14.
One of the outstanding issues that the legislature is going to have to deal with is the Affordable Care Act requirement for health care exchanges. Now, Republican leaders had decided to halt that process until after the election in case Mitt Romney won and the law was overturned, and that gamble did not work out. So what happens now, and what does it mean for Michiganders? Susan?
Well, Governor Snyder decided back in the summer that he was done with all this. Let's just let the federal government set up the exchange. He had tried and tried and tried and got nowhere with the Republican House. I have heard that some Republicans have now had a change of heart and would like another bite at the apple since the election didn't go their way. I don't know that Snyder is going to really want to go back. You know, he's always focused on pushing forward and, you know, his relentless positive action. So, you know, we'll see if he wants to go down that road.
Ken, we also have to deal with the emergency manager law being overturned. What's going to happen now?
Well, I think the governor and House and Senate Republicans really don't have a clue at this point what they're going to do. The voters overturned it. You have to respect that decision, and at the same time, you have to realize that these cities and school districts that are in financial trouble need some mechanism to right their financial ship. And right now, without an emergency manager law, the only mechanism is federal bankruptcy, and people have tried to avoid that. But I think we're fast coming to what I would call a kind of a final showdown here, because the union that has basically put up the money to stop the emergency manager law really wants one thing. They want Lansing to come in with money to help bail out these cities and school districts, and that, frankly, is not going to happen.
Susan, your thoughts?
I think that we're going to see some sort of a replacement law. I'm not sure what that will consist of. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville has floated the idea of communities being able to vote if they want an emergency manager, or that there is an option for federal bankruptcy, which, as we all know, is far more drastic than having an EM. But I would imagine during lame duck that probably we will see some action from the legislature.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.